Luke chapter 24, the resurrection. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were there wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. This is the word of the Lord.
Now, when I was little, one of my favorite games, and I'm going to talk about this in just a moment, was either hide and seek or something like hunt the thimble. And so we're going to play a game this morning. Some of you have already been spying out that scattered around the building, there are a number of chocolate eggs hidden around the place. And they nearly weren't there because Nick, who was the duty steward, thought they'd been left by mistake. And so first thing this morning, collected them all up. And we had to put them all back again. So here's the rules. If you are a child or a young person, or consider yourself a child or a young person and are really desperate for another bit of chocolate, you may go and hunt for an Easter egg, when I say, and you can get two. You can get a maximum of two each, but here's the rules. You're not allowed to eat them. When you've got your two eggs, you can come down the front and sit on the floor. If you're an older young person, then you can have this front row of seats. So that's for you, Gwyneth, okay? So you've got about 2 minutes to run around. You're going to need some help for some of the high ones. Just be very careful if you come on the stage, because they are on the stage, they're in the balcony. Off you go. You got one. Okay, right. Now listen, there's still some scattered around. Okay, so we'll... There we go. There's your other one. Okay, so I'm out at the moment, but there are still some hidden, I know. I can see one anyway. So, at the end of the service, right at the end of the service, if you didn't get two, you can go and look for some, okay? Because there's still some hidden around. But like I say, who likes hide and seek? Do you like hide and seek? I used to love, when I was little, I used to love hide and seek. When I was very, very little, we used to play it in the house. We used to play it with my brother and my sister and my mum. And I've got to tell you, my mum was rubbish at it. Because playing hide and seek in a modern three-bedroom centre terrace house is quite hard because there's not many places to hide. But my mum was terrible at it. When she hid, we found her really quickly. And then she'd tell us to go off and hide, and sometimes it could be 15 or 20 minutes before she found us. And sometimes, a long time, sometimes it took her so long to find us that she had to stop and have a cup of tea and read the paper in between. She never seems to be able to find us. But when we got a bit bigger, we took the game outside into the street and would play in the alleys around the house. And then when we got a little bit bigger than that, there was a woods near to where we lived called Tile Hill Woods. And we used to go off and play in Tile Hill Woods, hide and seek. But I remember one particular day playing with a group of friends, and my friend Dave Reddington, who lived next door to me, he had shared the same birthday as me. We were born on the same day. He was the one who was hiding. And off he went, and he hid, and we counted to 100, and then we all started looking. And the woods weren't that big. But we searched for 15 minutes, for 20 minutes, for half an hour, and it went on and on and on. And eventually we just gave up, and I don't know if any of you used to do this when you were kids. We shouted out as loud as we could, "Rally, rally, 1, 2, 3. You looking blank? No? Okay, and Andy Bowder remembers it. Anybody else? No? Well, that just means come back. We give up. We can't find you. And we shouted at the top of our voice, "Rally, rally, 1, 2, 3. We couldn't find Dave Reddington. From the end, we'd been there so long that it started to get a bit dark. And we all walked home to tell his mum that we'd lost Dave Reddington. And as we walked up the street, there was Dave sat in the window of his house having his tea. And it turned out he'd got bored and gone home. And we'd been looking for someone who wasn't there. There was no way we could find Dave Reddington in Tile Hill Woods because he wasn't there. He was gone. We've just had a story read to us about first Easter morning and how the women went looking for Jesus so they could prepare his body for burial. On Good Friday, Jesus had been killed, he'd been put on the cross and he'd been killed. And it all happened in such a rush, there was no time to get the body ready properly for burial. So they went back to the tomb on the Sunday morning to look for him. But they couldn't find him. They looked in the tomb and he wasn't there. In some versions of the gospel, it tells us that they asked other people, "Where have you put him?" And they couldn't find him because he wasn't there. He wasn't in the place that they were looking. But they really shouldn't have been surprised by not being able to find him. Because, well, actually, Jesus shouldn't have been that hard to find. They should have known that they were looking in the wrong place. It shouldn't have been that hard to find. We heard in our reading this morning how one of the angels said to the women, "He is risen." And they said, "Remember how he told you what would happen." They should have known he wasn't there. He shouldn't have been that hard to find because he told them what was going on. If we have the next slide, you'll see there in the reading. "He is risen. Remember," they said, "how he told you that this would happen whilst he was still with you." So they were in the tomb. They were looking in the graveyard for Jesus. And he wasn't there and they couldn't find him. And they shouldn't have been surprised because he had told them he wouldn't be there. It says on our banner this morning, "Hallelujah, he is risen just as he said." He told them that he wouldn't be there. But more than that, do you know that Jesus wanted to be found? It shouldn't have been hard to find him because he wanted to be found. Back in Luke 9, at the start of the journey towards Jerusalem that we've been looking at over the last few months, Jesus said, "The Son of Man," in other words, Jesus, "must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the teachers of the law and must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." He told them this was going to happen. And he told them to look for him. He wanted to be found. You know, we read in 15 different places in the Gospels that Jesus told his disciples that he wouldn't be in the tomb and told them sometimes where to look for him. He said, "I'm going ahead of you to Galilee. You can look for me there." He told them where to be found. Jesus wanted to be found. And of course, the reason that the women and the other disciples later on couldn't find Jesus was simply because they were looking in the wrong place. They weren't looking in the place where Jesus was. They were looking for him in the tomb, but he wasn't there. When the angels speak to the women, they seem a bit puzzled. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but when the angels are speaking to the women, they seem slightly confused. They say, "Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? Why are you looking for Jesus in the grave? He told you he wouldn't be here. He told you not to look for him here. Why do you look for the living amongst the dead? He is not here." In other words, they were looking in the wrong place. They all thought that Jesus was dead because they'd forgotten what he told them. They didn't remember the words of Jesus. You know, even to this very day, 2,000 years later, if you went to the Middle East and dug up every grave in the Middle East and every tomb and you uncovered every body that you could, you still wouldn't find Jesus because he isn't in the tomb. He rose from the dead, never to die again. And the reason we celebrate Easter every year is to remember that Jesus not only came alive then, but is still alive today. Death has been defeated. The grave has been overcome. Jesus has won a victory over death. But let me finish by asking you just one question. And the question is this. Have you found Jesus? You found some eggs. And if you're playing hide and seek, you might find each other. But the most important question you'll ever ask yourself is, have I found Jesus? And I want to ask you that this morning. And actually, as I said that, one or two of the children said yes down the front. But have you found Jesus in your life? The living, risen Jesus. He's not hard to find. Just like it shouldn't have been hard for the disciples. He wants to be found by you, just like he wanted to be found. All you need to do is look in the right place, which is right here, now, today. Jesus said, I'm never going to leave you, I'm never going to forsake you, I'm never going to go, I'm going to leave my spirit so that I'm with you by my spirit always. He's alive today and right here. And if you want to find Jesus, all you have to do is say, Jesus, I know you're here. Would you come into my life? Would you come into my heart? And would you come and lead me as Lord and Savior? Jesus wants to be with you. He wants you to find him. He wants you to follow him. He's not hiding from you. He's really, really close. All you have to do is invite him in and say, Jesus, will you be my Lord? And so the question is, have you found Jesus? And if not, will you invite him in today? Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. And together, the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.